1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin tossed out in Santa Fe, New Mexico. This in the fatal movie set shooting. The judge agreed with the defense that prosecutors withheld evidence. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
A dismissal with prejudice means that the prosecution can't bring back this case. It's done. It's over. Alec Baldwin is the equivalent of not guilty.
The federal judge in New York threw out Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy case, citing a litany of failures to cooperate or show his finances. He's got a $148 million defamation judgment. Giuliani can appeal. President Biden cheered by 2,000 jamming a high school gym in Detroit in the key battleground state of Michigan on the attack.
Trump is even more dangerous now. No, I'm serious. He's unhinged.
Colorado reporting 3 presumptive human cases of bird flu. Workers at a poultry facility. Samples have been sent to the CDC to confirm. This is ABC News. AT&T trying to reassure customers and shareholders that hackers who gained access to calls and texts in 2022 did not have a major impact on company operations or private information, adding the data leak has been patched. A World War I veteran from Georgia is the first person to be identified from graves of victims of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre, targeting the city's black community. The remains of C.L. Daniels were among those exhumed during 3 searches for mass grave victims. Mayor G.T. Bynum.
This identification affirms our need to continue this search with the knowledge that identification and reunification is possible.
Up to 300 black people were killed in the massacre. More than 1,200 homes, businesses, schools, and churches were destroyed in the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has 1 or 2 per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID cases are rising in central Wisconsin, but doctors say they're not alarmed. Melissa Kay explains.
Dr. Stephen Phillipson is an MD with this virus.
The good news about that is community transmission may be higher, but it's not impacting hospitalization, which means COVID is reverting to more of a disease like influenza, which can be deadly for some people, but not as deadly as it was when the pandemic first started.
Phillipson said that it's good to be aware and use protective measures when necessary. I'm Melissa Kay.
The Republican National Convention kicks off on Monday in Milwaukee. The 4-day convention is expected to attract more than 50,000 visitors to Wisconsin's largest city. Republican Party leaders expect Donald Trump will make an appearance to accept the presidential nomination. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week, over the air, and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers avoid a no-hitter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got out of a no-hitter, but they lost to the Pirates yesterday 1-0 in front of 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate and talked about the Pirates' 22-year-old pitcher, Paul Skeens.
He's a good pitcher. It's good stuff, and he just did a good job pitching, honestly.
He retired 16 batters in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Impressive all the way around. Secondary pitches, heater, command. composure. Yeah, I thought he was great.
This Paul Skeens, who threw over 100 pitches, could start for the National League team next week at the All-Star game. College football, last night at the ESPY Awards, Nick Saban honored with the Icon Award for his career as a head coach at LSU and Alabama.
You know, one thing that would help all of our spirit and all of our society is if we would just change one thing. Instead of coming up to somebody and saying, how are you today? Why don't you say, who did you help today?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with a low only in the mid-60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. Right now it's
Todd
80.
Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee along with Trigvi Olsen. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Talk of Green Bay.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut it.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, we to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we have our friend, State Senator Mary Kunish on Fridays, and it's always a nice time to visit, and we have so much great information that comes from our great senator here of Minnesota, and I just want to welcome you, State Senator Mary Kunish.
Well, hamataki ape, everybody. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous day here in Minnesota. A little humid, a little warm, but I have the doors and the windows open. There's a great breeze going through, and I'm not going to complain about this weather. After all the rain we've gotten, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of a green area. And I guess a week ago, officially, our drought is over. We had a two-year drought, and the river was really low. And now I live close to the Mississippi River, and that river is high and raging. It's angry.
Yeah. Didn't stop raining for weeks on end. And I'm sure that that's happening in other places of the United States, or the opposite, where they're having heat, incredible heat. You know, some of these places are like 107, 100 and whatever. I just can't even imagine.
Well, State Senator, what's interesting about it, I think, is that the temperature is not going down at night like it usually does. And that's that's a very scary situation for our elders and homeless people.
Yeah, I heard that the other day. It used to be that you could kind of count on, you know, the sun going down and things cooling off, maybe a little breeze picking up. We grew up right by the Mississippi River, and we just, you know, waited for the evening when things would kind of cool down and that breeze would pick up and go through our house, but that's just not happening apparently. And it's staying pretty consistent, which is so scary. Mm-hmm. You know, here in Minnesota during the winter, we worry about the cold for our unhoused and homeless people. Mm-hmm. Now we have to worry about the heat like this. This is just as serious and definitely really serious for the elders who maybe aren't drinking enough water, don't have enough, you know, a fan or something to keep them cool. So let's look out for each other.
Yeah, really good point. Go ahead, Haley. Were you going to say something?
No, I mean, yeah, just I wasn't gonna say anything, but oh, yeah, it's been hot. I know, yeah, people, Bob Blake has been posting really good things about climate change, especially in our southern states like Arizona, and they're just getting hit with that insane heat. And thinking about those Southwest territories, it just reminds me of our Navajo Nation, who has to deal with that heat. A lot of them live without air conditioning and away from fresh water, so we got to think about that too.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. I heard a news article or a podcast, I don't remember where it was, a couple of years ago, where they were talking about the migration that's going to happen, the migration north, because of the heat, the change in climate down south, and also the water situation, and that more and more people are going to be leaving their homes in you know, down in Florida and Arizona, where you don't have to worry about the winter, the snow and stuff like that. But now it's so flipping hot, you can't even leave your house. I mean, right. Who wants to live like that? So I think we'll see some really interesting mobility changes down the road. And I think Minnesota, I mean, if you remember during COVID, how many people from out of state moved to Minnesota? Because of the quality of the environment, the cost of living. Yeah.
Also, the law changes into our red states. A lot of this is a safe haven state for our GLBT community, and also abortion. We're, you know, the government saving women's rights here in Minnesota. Yep. And so, big combination of a lot of things.
A lot of things. Minnesota, it's so interesting because I feel like all this summer what I've been doing is going to conferences all over the country, and I still have a few more left to do. But people are always like, how are you doing that in Minnesota? How are you getting all that good stuff done? You know, Minnesota this, Minnesota that. And honestly, just, you know, I've been in an elected official for 8 years. And these last 2 years are really the only years that we've been able to ensure that we can get really good, powerful legislation passed, protections passed for human rights in every way, because we have the trifecta. The trifecta with the DFL in control of the House, the Senate, and the governor, of course. So it's crazy out there. When I hear what's going on in other states, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I mean, I can see people moving for many reasons up here, up north, and now the heat's adding to it. It's going to be very interesting here too, because it doesn't seem like we have the will to really turn this global warming around. And, you know, we always joke around before we come on with your grandkids, but, you know, and I'm going to have young grandkids too very soon. And it's like, very frightening for me to think of their future. And we have to take care of the next seven generations, as
absolutely
we always talk about, State Senator.
Yep, seven generations minimally. But yeah, it's been like I said, it's been really interesting this summer, going to these conferences and listening to what's going on in other states. And you know, these are, you know, GOP, Democrats, independents, you know, legislators from whatever political party that are there at the conference. And it's just fascinating to listen to what they're working on and what they've been able to do in their communities or their states or not, or what their focus is on. And there was one that I went to in Washington, D.C. Did I tell you about this? It was about a health equity conference.
No.
And I'm the chair of the American Indian state legislators in the nation. So I got to go to this one with a number, you know, all folks of color at this health equity conference. And I sat down and spoke with some people about something that's really on my mind is maternal health. Maternal and infant health, because we know that our Native women I'm trying to think, I had some information on that, some that our Native women are like two times the infant mortality rate than non-Hispanic and whites. We kind of parallel the African-American, the Black mothers, mm-hmm. and that our Native infants are also three times more likely than non-Hispanic white infants to die from accidental deaths from, before the age of 1 year, which is so heartbreaking. But the other point, and what's really important, is that historically our Native moms are not getting to prenatal care, to receive prenatal care that's going to give them the interventions and the, you know, warning signs of anything that might be happening. And so it's just really important that we start to address that. And I have a bill that put $350,000 into the American Indian Clinic just for that.
Yeah. Wow. Great. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit more here in the next segment. We're here with the great Senator, State Senator Mary Kunish of Minnesota, and we'll be right back after this short break.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526. Or autotech.org.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. And we'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
Chamblot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at chamblotfamilydentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do, and they do a great job, and they're here for the community, the Native community, and other community members too. So it's important to say that. Great job that Dr. Stately does over there. Hey, we're back here with State Senator Mary Kunish. And before I forget, because I have a good memory, but it's short, that I want to get a big congratulations to our friend Danielle DeLong of Minnesota in District 4, who became one of the first, if not the first, District 4, which means they're outside the state of Wisconsin. They're the at-large group, which covers about almost 2,400 members, citizens of Ho-Chunk Nation, as being the first District 4 vice president. She was just elected in by her peers, and we want to give her a big shout out.
Yeah. Congrats, Danielle.
That's really great. Really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to have a difference of opinions. I know a lot of times we joke about how different things are on the reservation as they are in the urban area. And there's also that disconnect in some ways between rural and city Indians. So it's good to have representation and more of a national outlook.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's always that whole urban-rural divide. Rural people don't know what urban people want. Urban don't understand the rural people. But honestly, at the end of the day, I think we all value our families, our health. We want to be paid a good living wage, if not more. We want to pass some generational wealth on to the next generation. And we just kind of maybe go about it a little bit differently. But I think when it comes to governing and getting the resources to people as elected officials, we all, at the end of the day, want the same thing. And so I'm sure Danielle will do just a terrific job. And there have been a lot, there have been a few other changes in tribal systems here in Minnesota. This past Monday, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, maybe Tuesday, I went, I was invited to the inaugural event for Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, the non-removable band of Mille Lacs. And they have a new executive chief. And I met him. I'd met him before, but it was really nice to see him in person and hear him speak. It's Chief Executive Virgil Wind is the new leader up in Mille Lacs. And I think that there were some other changes in some of the other tribes. I'd like to just say thank you, Chi Migwich, to Tribal Chair Kevin Dupuis, who, he was the chair of the Tribal Chair of Fond du Lac Band of Ojibwe. And there is now a new, the newly elected another person up there. And just trying to think of what that person's name, I'm so sorry that I forgot. But Kathy Chavers was able to persevere. A number of other folks that were in that position, in those positions, are also still there. So I think we've got some pretty good representation across our tribal areas, and it's just really important that our tribal members remember that they are responsible for electing their leaders within their tribes. But then they also have the right and the responsibility to participate in the greater elections, like in their community, for school board, city council, running for state legislator, because all of those things from the state level all the way down, as well as the federal, affect our tribes. And it's important to make sure that those people are, we have people in those places to represent. Yeah.
It's a, it kind of makes that little smaller, you know, capacity that we always talk about here, how you're a state senator and we have representatives and of course the governor here and the local government are the last frontier or the last hold for us to keep good legislation for the people here in Minnesota too. And I don't know if I really explained that right, but you know what I mean? It's like we have to really, when it comes to the local and national election coming up here in 4 months, is to get people like you and Heather Keeler and all the other people that really support native issues and good issues. And you know, we talk about, you know, you've been in government for 8 years and also really the last 2 years, because we've had such a good representation in both Senate and House that we've been able to get really good things done.
I know. I know. I'm going to be going up and visiting with Red Lake and Leech Lake this next week. And so I just sat down this afternoon and started going through my bills to see which bills, you know, might have positive effect, or any of the other bills that other legislators have been carrying that are going to have positive effect on the tribes. And the list is growing, and it's because we have somebody in that position to advocate and to say, whoa, wait a minute, you know, have you asked the tribes how this is going to affect them? Have you asked the tribes, do they like this? All sorts of things. And so it is really important. And I'll just say it's Bruce Savage. Congratulations to Bruce Savage. Mm. He was the one that the voters up in Fond du Lac elected to lead their tribal nation. And again, thank you to Kevin Dupuy, who served his community really, really wonderfully, with a good heart for the past 8 years. And so, you know, things change, people mm-hmm. change, leadership changes, right. But hopefully everybody is working from, you know, their heart and the sense of what's best for their communities, in the way that's going to have those positive effects for a long, long time.
Well, speaking of positive effects for a long, long time, I don't know how much I'd like to revisit this, even if we have talked about it, but your support, State's Representative Heather Keeler's support with Red Lake Nations College. And I know the chairman and the secretary have nothing but great things to say about you and State Representative Heather Keeler. And because of the support and the government-to-government action that's being taken place here in Minnesota.
Oh, I am so proud of Red Lake for opening up their college in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And you and I and Haley were there when they had the grand opening. What a beautiful building. I mean, we had students outside welcoming us into the building and talking to us. They did a great tour of it. And then when they started to talk about all the resources that are now available to our urban community, our urban native community, whether those are kids that are coming down to Minneapolis, St. Paul and aren't sure of the, you know, where to live, how to get around, just a friend to have, where do I get internet? I don't have a computer. Well, they provide one for you. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that have been so blatantly absent from the last 100 years of trying to get our Native kids educated to a level where they can be in positions to make good changes. And I can only imagine all the good things that are going to come out of Red Lake College, and both in the Twin Cities, but, you know, up north too as well. But
yeah,
really good stuff.
Well, and again, thank you, Big Peeny Gigi, for all your hard work for these tribal governments, and really how important government-to-government relations are. And if we're not at the table, you know, the old saying, if we're not at the table and don't have representation, we're long and forgotten. And this has been a really good thing. And I know the Red Lake community is very grateful for your effort, especially, and State Representative Heather Keeler and the Lieutenant Governor and all the people that are speaking up for them. And what's interesting too is a statistic, you correct me if I'm wrong, but Red Lake has 17,000 citizens, but half of them live in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And the other half live on the res.
Yeah. It's a huge, difference between what the population is up north and those down here. But I know there's a lot of flow back and forth, and those Red Lakers and Leech Lakers and White Earthers and Boys for all those folks, they know where home is. Yeah. And when they talk about home, you can always see the pride in their...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin tossed out in Santa Fe, New Mexico. This in the fatal movie set shooting. The judge agreed with the defense that prosecutors withheld evidence. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
A dismissal with prejudice means that the prosecution can't bring back this case. It's done. It's over. Alec Baldwin is the equivalent of not guilty.
A federal judge in New York threw out Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy case, citing a litany of failures to cooperate or show his finances. He's got a $148 million defamation judgment. Giuliani can appeal. President Biden cheered by 2,000 jamming a high school gym in Detroit in the key battleground state of Michigan on the attack.
Trump is even more dangerous now. No, I'm serious. He's unhinged.
Colorado reporting 3 presumptive human cases of bird flu. Workers at a poultry facility. Samples have been sent to the CDC to confirm. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are considering homicide charges against 4 Milwaukee hotel security guards. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee police have referred charges to the district attorney's office for 4 people involved in the death of Devontae Mitchell June 30th. Mitchell allegedly locked himself in a bathroom and was restrained by hotel security guards on the pavement, with video footage showing those guards holding his arms and legs. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office says they're waiting for toxicology reports before making a decision on charges. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee starts on Monday. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says the party is united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When you hear the Hollywood press say that someone earned an Emmy nomination, it's usually in reference to their craft. Actor Jeff Bridges earned just such a nomination for his role in FX's The Old Man, but it was not just for his stellar acting. The New York Post reports that while shooting season 1 of the show, Bridges was dealing with cancer and COVID-19 simultaneously. Jeff had cancer when the shooting started and in the middle of the season discovered a 9x12 tumor in his stomach during a home workout. If that wasn't enough, during chemotherapy treatments, he contracted COVID-19 before there was a vaccine. The actor was actually fighting for his life, needed oxygen, and says he was in so much pain he was ready to go. It was the encouragement of his family and doctors telling him to fight that got him through it. Oh yeah, and a process called convalescent plasma, a blood therapy technique that takes blood from people who have recovered from an illness to help others heal. And that is how you earn, son. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with a low only in the mid-60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. Right now it's 78
degrees.
Covering
all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
I got a text from some friends of mine. They're working for Habitat for Humanity today.
Oh, great.
I might run over there, just put on the tool belt and just kind of midriff shirt, whatever, and just kind of do some work.
Get a little sheen going.
Get a little sheen going for the ladies.
Yeah. The Mino Sheen.
Hey, that would be a good, like, fragrance, like a cologne.
Mino Sheen. What is she looking for?
Hey, you smell really good, yeah. Big boy.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot for a look at the forecast for the weekend. Brian Kuklinski swings in from the Green Bay Rockers.
Then we'll play a round of Who Are You? That'll be fun.
Well, that's debatable. Join us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Morgan.
And I'm Hadley.
We're two of the very first listeners,
and
we're
still listening to Native Roots Radio.
This portion of the show is supported by JS Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
We are awake. And a couple things we want to touch on this in a minute here, but a couple powwows happening. And and those two was funny. We were at something down at Harriet Island. I think it was an energy symposium with all these energy groups. Years ago, you know, 7-8 years ago when we first started, and we were talking, Wendy and I, and I don't remember who else. I think maybe one of the twins were there, and they recognized my voice, and they said, "We listen to your show," and it's just like, people listen to our show, and it's like they were the first listeners of all time, and they're still listening.
They definitely are, and we love those two listeners. And shout out to Hadley and Shania and Tiergan. Thank you so much for listening all these years, because we're in our 8th season now, right?
Yes, wow. We are deep into it. it's easy to remember January is when we started in 2000.
When was that?
2017.
Yeah.
And that was right at the tail end of Standing Rock. Standing Rock kind of officially ended in January, but there were still people at the camp. And I think it was February when the police came in and roused everybody up and starting flattening teepees with plows and things like that. It was very disheartening, but there was still a big group that was still there. In February, and we were talking about it.
Yes, we were. Well, we wanted to play that bumper today for, you know, it's Fun Friday. And we want to do a shout out here for Hadley and Shania. They're going to be at the Two Spirit Powwow this Saturday. It's the 3rd annual Reclaiming Our Identities Two Spirit Powwow. It'll be hosted at South High School in Minneapolis on the football field. That address is 3131 19th Avenue, Minneapolis. I believe grand entry starts at 1 p.m., but there's going to be a bunch of vendors, and Shanae and Hadley are some of those vendors that are going to be out there. This is, they're asking for all of the advocates of equality and justice this Saturday, the 13th. Be sure to stop by the No Assumptions booth. 10% of all proceeds are dedicated to community initiatives that champion justice and equality for all. Join them at the Two Spirit Powwow from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. again at South High School Field, 3131 19th Avenue in Minneapolis. They appreciate all that, everyone does in the community and how we support each other. So shout out to Shanae and Hadley. Stop by that No Assumptions booth.
Hey, you know, I and Wendy and I have a George Floyd shirt that they made that I still wear to this day when I'm going to New York or on the airport or at the airport, and kind of has a map of the whole Minneapolis with a star where George Floyd was murdered. And it's pretty provocative, but it's also a very cool shirt. And hopefully they still have stuff like that out there, but we'll be looking, and we're excited. And there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, but we're definitely supporting the Two Spirit Powwow, and we'll be out there, Haley.
Yeah, and I want to mention too, we're very grateful to help sponsor this year's Two Spirit Powwow. So we'll be out there on Saturday. Come look for us. We'll be walking around and hanging out with a bunch of cool people, I'm sure. And you know, it'll be a really good time.
Well, if the sun's not beating on my head, I will be coherent, I promise.
I know.
I wear my black shirt like I did Thursday.
Yeah, black is, I don't know about that color to wear in the hot sun, but yeah, it's going to be hot. It is outside on the football field, so dress appropriately, hydrate. And Prairie Island has something going on this weekend, too.
Yeah, all weekend powwow they have. Huge. So you can double up on the powwows and make a grand entry at 7 on Saturday night after the powwow at the Two Spirit Powwow is over. So Haley and I will be putting miles on our cars this weekend.
We definitely will. Those war ponies got to get those oil changes in. this is the Prairie Island Indian Community, Tintawita Wachipi Grand Entry, July 12th will be at 7 p.m. And then July 13th, 1 and 7 p.m. And Sunday, July 14th at 1. Free admission, and it is open to the public. So come on down if you haven't been to a powwow, or if you've been to many, you know what it's about, and just be appropriate and don't touch people's hair, don't touch people's regalia, and ask for some pictures before you take them.
Right, exactly. But all is welcome, just to be respectful. I laugh because I just ran into a situation like that, and it was funny. By the same person that I grabbed my medallion at this restaurant I frequent at, Corey Medina and his family were there, and the same person grabbed his ponytails. And it was like he was very cool on his response. Just like, you know, people, white people think that they can do anything to us. Please don't touch my hair. And I'm not a thing. I'm not an animal. And so remember that. It was beautiful hair, so you want to reach out and touch it, but please don't. We're human beings, and don't touch the regalia, and don't touch my medallion. And we smudge things off like that. Whenever I get a gift, I smudge it off. I don't know what kind of medicine comes with the gift, but it's just our way to do that. Hey, one of the things I want to kind of switch gears, Haley, is, you know, I don't know when we started this, but Wendy started it years ago. At the end of the show, we say free Leonard Peltier and now, and we've had enough American Indian Movement people on and know the story, and had had lawyers, had our friend Rachel do a cross-country walk for him in the last couple years. He was not... granted any clemency, and we were hoping, even in the 90s when there was that Dancing with the Wolves and all these movies that were coming out kind of champion Native Americans, that Clinton would pardon him. And so we thought Obama should or would, and he didn't, and Biden you should, and you know, it's just, it's enough's enough. But we have a piece from Indian Collective, don't we?
We do. Yeah. Indian Collective put out a really great post this morning. And this is a little 1 minute video we want to share. It's a phone call with Nick Tilson and Leonard Peltier. Let's take a listen.
Call is from a federal prison.
Well, today was a pretty depressing day for me. It was literally a death sentence. There's very little chance of me surviving 15 years till I'm 95 years old before I can put in parole again. I don't intend to give up, and I'm hoping that none of you give up. Of course, I'm very grateful for all my supporters. It's been around the world, and so far there's been a lot of effort from around the world, people trying to get me out, and I'm very, very grateful for that. I'm going to need your help, people. I'm going to need all of yours' help, and I'm hoping that you...
This call is from a federal prison.
Got to go. Time's run out for me, so I've got to say Duksha.
We'll keep fighting for you, Leonard, and I'm heading into I'm heading into Sundance tomorrow, so we're going to pray for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what we have to do, is keep fighting and keep our thoughts and prayers out for Leonard and keep demanding action.
Yeah, definitely. And how sad and sickening that conversation was in a lot of ways. I know I had Leonard called me, and it was an amazing. I saw the caller ID and was able to record our conversation, and it's just sad hearing this, and we do have to pray for him, and not only hope for the best, but just amplify the fact that Leonard's being incarcerated to show us Indians to chill out and back down, and this could happen to anyone, and it could happen to anyone in Indian country if we speak up too loud. And really, something like this could happen, especially when the orange one takes over.
Oh, yeah, exactly. This is quoted here from Indian Collective on Facebook. There's a 97 incarceration rate in the downtown Rapid City Pennington County Jail. We know that ever since they took Leonard Peltier, they've been trying to take all of us. Leonard Peltier has been a political prisoner. We know that, in parentheses, the United States incarcerated Crazy Horse, they incarcerated Sitting Bull, and they were killed. Leonard Peltier has been sitting in jail for 49 years because they want the same outcome.
Hmm. Yeah, well, thank you, Indian Collective, for all you do, and Nick and his brothers, and the people that work with Indian Collective. That's a huge organization here that's supporting, you know, one of the things that was funny, they were protesting, and I do believe it was during still Trump's term on July 4th in the Black Hills. That was pretty crazy, and one of the things that... you know, that I don't want taken away, and that's you know, our free speech. And part of that too for me, Haley, is TikTok. And I know the politicians don't want us talking, they don't want us to get together and assemble, and you know, I'm sure it works both ways, but I know there's messages out there that need to be told, that we talk about this every day, that the mass media is not following. And that's why we started this show, Native Roots Radio, because of all the misinformation that we are hearing about Standing Rock and who we are. And, you know, I just got to tell you this quick thing. I know I only got a little bit left here. So there was a protest in St. Paul and in Minneapolis where the students were crossing what is known the Marshall Street Bridge or the Lake Street Bridge, depending on which part of the city you're on. And I was there, and there was a couple thousand people there, and you know, the students merged. There was helicopters. I watched the local news, and it only showed half the crowd on one side of the bridge, and said hundreds of people were there protesting this. And I know there were thousands with my own lying eyes, and that's what our media does to us, is that they play games and they're shapeshifters, and it's not a good thing. But hey. Up next, thanks for the talk, Haley. Up next, we have Wendy with our sacred animal portion. You're listening to Native Roots Radio.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Imagine over 7,000 voices from around the globe coming together in harmony in Minneapolis. This summer, Gala Choruses Festival 2024 comes to Minnesota. It's the world's largest LGBTQ plus singing event. From July 10th through 14th, Minneapolis will be transformed into a vibrant city of song. Join 122 choruses from places as far as China, Estonia, Finland, Ukraine, and Taiwan for five unforgettable days of wall-to-wall concerts, workshops, and social events at world-class venues like Orchestra Hall, the Minneapolis Convention Center, and Central Lutheran Church. And don't miss Gala's first-ever Trans Fusion Cabaret on Friday, July 12th. This show will uplift trans, non-binary, and intersex voices and feature Gala Festival singers performing alongside local singers. Feel the energy in person by purchasing tickets at galachoruses.org or stream every performance live and on demand at galachoruses.org. Celebrate love, diversity, and the power of music at Gala Choruses Festival 2024, where every voice matters, July 10th through 14th in downtown Minneapolis.
Is your remote workforce putting your company at risk? Cyber criminals are targeting your employees with COVID-19-inspired emails and attacking businesses like yours. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. Rimark has the tools and expertise to enable your employees to work securely from home. If you need help getting your staff to work remotely and securely, call 651-328-8900 or go to RimarkIT.com. That's 651-328-8900 or RimarkIT.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Howl!
And here's Wendy with the new Sacred Animals.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. It's always my pleasure to do that. Happy Friday. It is Fun Fact Friday here. So I'm going to be sharing some fun facts, but before I do that, I have still some of these memes that I've been collecting on social media. I think they're really cute. I really want to just say the people who think of these and draw the cartoons and put in the sayings are really very talented and quite clever, I think. I wish I could have thought that, you know. But here's one here. It's a cartoon with dogs, and they're all in a classroom, and they're sitting at their desks, and they all have biology 101 opened, and on the top of their heads, they're all thinking, all the dogs are thinking at once, there are bones in our bodies. I thought that was kind of funny. Here's one. This is a guy grilling. And a picnic table with people sitting at the picnic table and two dogs. And one of the dogs is begging for food from the guy who's cooking at the grill. And the other dog, who looks much older and wiser, says, if you're going to beg for food, I'd start with the lady wearing the puppy shirt. And then you look at the table, the picnic table, and there's a woman there with a little puppy on her shirt. So I thought that was kind of cute. Here's one, a cartoon of two dogs. They're shaking their hands. They look like they're in business suits. And the one dog says to the other, the job is yours. I called your references and they said, you're a good boy. Oh, that's funny. Okay, here's another one. This is a monk. And he's in a monastery where they live. And a little dog monk. And the monk says, no, I don't think a squeaky toy breaks your vow of silence. And the dog has a squeaky toy in his mouth. Here's one. A dog sitting on the couch, and above him are trophies, like trophy hunting, you know, like you'd have a deer head or a buffalo head or whatever on your ceiling. But that's not what he has on his wall, not ceiling, on his wall. All around the floor are stuffed animals that have been ripped apart, and all the squeaky parts are on the trophies on the wall. So that's his trophies, is the squeaky. He got the squeaky out of all those stuffed animals. Sometimes I feel like it's hard to describe what these are so that you get the clear picture of what they are. Here's one with a dog sitting on the beach, and it says, if the kindest souls were rewarded with the longest lives, dogs would outlive us all. Yeah, I think so. I love that. Here's a guy coming home from vacation, it looks like, and he's walking in his house, and his cat is there with a microphone and a big sign over his head. And the guy walking in says, do we have to play this game every time I come home from a trip? And the cat is saying, where did I barf? So I guess he expects the guy to go around and see where he barfed. That's kind of gross. I don't want to talk about that. But yeah, sometimes cats get like hairballs and they just barf randomly. Here's some fun facts. Here's some pet facts. 94% of pet owners say their animal pal makes them smile more than once a day. I could definitely say that about Wanda. Wanda makes me smile. I would say laugh even every day. She just always does something pretty funny. You know, she's become the traveler. She's been on the plane with me quite a few times already, and she goes in this little carrier that I bring her on. And lately, when I bring the carrier out, she sees it and gets really excited and will jump right in it, you know. So she's like, okay, we're ready to go. So that always makes me laugh. The American Veterinary Dental Society states that 80% of dogs and 70% of cats show signs of oral disease by age 3. That's really crazy. You know, we've always had our animals go to the vet. You know, they get their vaccinations and get their checkups. And I know Wanda, she's had quite a few teeth pulled and she's had her teeth cleaned. And our other dogs also, we've always had them cleaned and taken care of. But yeah, that bacteria can slough off and get into the bloodstream and cause like heart disease and things. So we want to take care of that. Here's some dog facts. Dalmatians are born without spots. They are born with plain white coats with their first spots appearing after they are 1 week old. Yeah, so they're like little white dogs when they're born. Dogs sweat through their foot pads to help them keep cool. They also keep cool by panting. Yeah, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago with these hot temperatures, that if your dog is overheating, really the first instinct that you would have, I know I would, my first instinct would be to like put water on my dog's back or put a cold towel on the back, but that's not what you're supposed to do. What that can cause is the blood that's circulating to get really thick. And then the blood can't go through the body of the dog, and then the organs slowly shut down, and you could actually kill your dog like that. So what you want to do is put a lukewarm, give your dog lukewarm water to drink, and put just a towel on their belly and wrap their paws in the cool towel. So that's what you want to do. Greyhounds are the world's fastest dog, with the ability to reach up to 45 miles an hour. Yeah, well, that's why they're used for racing. A lot of states have banned that greyhound racing. I find it very cruel, and I am totally against that. Also, horse racing. But that's another day with another story. Every dog has a unique nose print with no two alike. Yeah, so just like our fingerprints, they have fingerprints on their nose, really. Snoopy from Charles M. Schulz, Peanuts, comic strip, is a beagle. I think we kind of all knew that, right? I knew that. A dog's sense of smell is 1,000 times greater than a human. Yes, those dogs can really sniff out. I really find it fascinating, the dogs who are trained to find like drugs and luggage at the airport, and they sniff out the cars at the border for drugs. I think that's really amazing that these dogs can do that. 9% of dog owners will have a birthday party for their pet. I would think that that would have been higher, but only 9%. Okay. Dogs have 28 baby teeth and 42 permanent teeth. All right, we're going to get a couple of cat facts in before we run out of time. Cats have 32 muscles in each ear. Cats have 4 rows of whiskers. Cats have no collarbone. Which is one reason they are so flexible. I think you can get one or two more in. Cats spend approximately 30% of their waking hours grooming themselves. Yes, they do. Let's see. American Shorthair is the designation reserved for pedigree cats, while similar-looking cats of mixed or unknown origin are called domestic shorthairs. We've always had domestic shorthairs. We never knew what they were. Our last kitty, Lucy, she was a tuxedo. So she was black and white and looked like she had a little tuxedo. All right. With that, back to you, Robert. Back to you, Haley.
Thanks, Wendy. You are listening to Native Roots Radio. If you have been listening to the show, you are part of our resistance. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, vote, and...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Republican National Convention gets underway. We talked to Greg Treverton from National Security Leaders for America about the ramifications of a possible Trump second term.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.